think lasses is improper.
And I call some different name, sugarcane lasses. It's supposed to be the best, sugarcane lasses. That's what they call that, the best sugarcane lasses. But sorghum lasses, it's strong.
Sugarcane
and lasses. And I lose lasses bread now. That I lose sorghum, cook lasses bread out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I said, well, that stuff eat good lasses bread. Yeah, I said, with sorghum sweet. Yeah, I said, well, my mom and them, that's all they used to have. Us being a hurry, cook up a lot at night. Everybody would get them a hunk in a bag, a paper bag to carry to the field with them. Yeah, I eat no breakfast that early. Have a big piece of sorghum lasses and some roast taters, old baked taters up in the firehead. And you had you something to eat then. And you get tired of letting the mule rest, sit on the end and eat that. Eat that. And when you get home, well, you fool. You fool. And you just want a good drink of water and you carry you a jug of water or something in a bucket or something up in the field with you. Like that. And you get home, you was tight. Yeah, sir. Because you need that, it got scared this morning.
What did they put down in that jug?
Let's put water and lasses too. Whisked everything in a jug, Jeff.
Yeah, but the top of the jug, they'd put what in it?
I call it a quoit. Old wooden quoit. Some of them had them stoop tops on them. A quoit. Yeah, sir. Put your fish with on a hook and a line now. That used to be there. Quoit. Take a, these quoit you put on a seine. Whittle them out. Or a big piece of wood and whittle it out and stick it in that jug with a rag around it, and it'll stay there too. I done that, Cap. Yeah, the piece of wood like that on them trees, yeah. Fine cypress, bow it and whittle it out and make my own stopper.
Yeah.
Yeah, so cypress bow, put in that jug.
Now them barrels that had narrow mouth funnels, narrow mouth openings in them?
Them barrels?
Yeah, you might make a what? Might make a... To fit down in there, you'd make a what?
Oh, you talking about them bad faucets.
Yeah.
Make a faucet. Yeah, take a piece of paper, a hard paper, old box top like that, John. A cracker box, and make a faucet out and stick it in there and pull it down through there.
Yeah. This was called a what?
I call that the, I call it the faucet.
The faucet?
Yeah, sir. That's right, Captain. That's where I put gas in the tank with them outboard motor faucet.
Yeah.
Yeah, sir. That's right. That's what I call that.
Now, when you pick pecans, what kind of sack did you put them in? What did you put them in?
Pecan, a croquet sack.
Pecan, yeah.
And a meal sack. And a flour sack.
Yeah.
A paper bag, anything I'd get, Cap. Yes.
A meal sack was...
Yeah, what you get me a body little sack of meal.
Yeah.
In
but a croaker sack was rough.
Oh, it's what you put cotton and everything in, what you put up cotton in. You know, them croaker sack, great big, it'll hold 100 pounds of puck on.
Yeah.
I'm a croaker sack. Yeah, sir. Yeah, sir.
Howdy.
Yeah, sir. Yeah, it'll hold 100 pounds. Yeah, sir. That's right. Yeah, that's right.
You gotta hold that list for you.
Yeah, you that.
Oh, right there. Yeah, it was something.
Yes, sir.
Did they ever send you, how much meal would you take to mill?
Well, a 25-pound sack of flour, but us made us meal at them old grist mill.
Mm-hmm.
At, take the corn,
Carry
the corn and get the meal.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a pecks of meal. Carry 2 pecks of corn, you get 2 pecks of meal. Yeah, they had them old meals with a belt on it. You pull in there, chip the stuff, they had a, something running, a tractor, or anything, little old thing on the ground, run, call them meals, made the meal.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll come. That's what else got us. And grits all in it. You could sift the grits out that meal, that's the best meal in the world, Jeff. Grit, everything being that meal, old home ground meal. That's what I call it, home ground meal.
Make grits?
Everything. Or you get it home,